just don't understand.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that you don't understand.
Everyone is wearing a black tie, and you're wearing a gray tie.
This is acceptable at a black tie fair. There's nothing wrong with the tie that I'm wearing.
Thank you.
Champagne, sir.
Is it? From the region. In France. Because if it's not, it's called sparkling wine, and I don't really drink sparkling wine. Forget it.
Forgive him. His parents really wanted a girl. Never got over it.
Wait a minute. You could taste the difference. I'm not being a snob.
Not a snob. You sound like Fraser's brother.
Niles Crane was completely misunderstood.
Boys, you don't want me to give you a timeout, do you?
I'd be willing to stand in a corner if you agree to paddle his bottom.
That's hilarious. I'm just saying that if they want us to donate to their charity, they might as well step it up. You know, make me want to give away my money.
Your money. You're here representing the firm, Lewis, and we've always been committed to giving back to the community.
Jessica, what's that?
Tori, yes, and I owe her a call. Excuse me.
Do I smell like sausage?
More than usual, why?
Because I'm about to meet the future, Mrs. Lewis Lipp. I had pizza before I came, and I just want to make sure I still am not emanating any aroma.
Oh, you're emanating something.
It's called pheromones, and women find it irresistible. Watch.
Harvey, you remember Tori?
Of course. Nice to see you.
I told Jessica I don't really want to talk shop when we're here to support a good cause.
Well, that's the beautiful thing about a retainer. We're always on call when you need us.
So, how can we help? It involves one of our most trusted senior VPs. Something recently came to light about his past. I'm shocked by it, really.
Tell us where it hurts, and we'll make it go away.
Wait. It's just... It feels like it's moving really fast.
I should slow down?
No, I just got out of a relationship and...
Right.
You kind of did too.
I wasn't really seeing anyone.
You know what I mean?
Trevor.
Yeah, Trevor.
Right, Trevor. Yeah, no, you're right, we should slow down. I should make us some tea. You want some tea?
Yeah.
Let's drink some tea.
What's the Harvard Club?
Oh, it's like this clubhouse for Harvard alumni. Yeah, that invite is, it's for this networking thing for lawyers. I got it at work.
Would you go?
Wait, are you kidding me? No, I have hard enough time pretending at work. It's not like I want to enter the lion's den.
Well, if you were gonna go, and you're gonna take a date.
It would be you. I'd love to take you. Uh-oh. He's moving too fast now.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, what's the emergency?
Couldn't find a date to the prom?
We're firing Stan Jacobson.
Who?
Senior Vice President, Drybeck Accounting.
Our accounting firm?
Yes. They're our firm and our client.
How's that possible? They signed a conflict of interest waiver.
Look at that. He's actually learning how the law works. Acquaint yourself with Drybeck's company charter and Stan's original employment contract.
What'd he do?
He lied. He lied? About what? Wait, let me guess. He cooked the books. Doesn't anyone on Wall Street put in an honest day's work anymore?
Actually, he's got a stellar record as a senior VP. He lied on his resume. Never got a CPA license, never even went to business school.
He lied about where he went to school and now he's getting fired?
Drybeck does the books for half of Wall Street. Word gets out that a senior staff is a fraud, they're going to start bleeding clients. We have to do this fast and keep it quiet. Relax. That's not going to happen to you.
But I would get fired if Jessica found out.
Found out what?
Just told me he's a virgin.
That doesn't surprise me one bit.
All in due time, Mike.
You have those severance quotes?
And Hardiman to see Mike Ross?
Expecting you?
No, I was just going to drop this off.
No appointment, I can't let you up.
Do I look like a terrorist?
Do I look like I want to lose my job?
Jenny? Rachel, hey, you ever see Mike? Sort of, I was going to drop this suit off for him. Harvey called it last night, it's a big emergency, and Mike ended up staying the night. Actually, could you help me out? I'm so late to work.
Sure.
Oh my God, thank you. Oh. Okay. Oh, and can you tell Mike that I left the key under the mat?
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Rachel, for leaving.
I'm up.
Your girlfriend stopped by. Dropped that off for you.
Girlfriend?
You guys move in together already?
What? No, she's not like... Why do you care?
I don't. What was the big emergency last night?
Harvey, he's firing some big VP from our accounting firm this morning.
Stan Jacobson?
Yeah, why? You know him?
No, he was just checking in at reception when I got there.
Oh my God, I gotta change.
I will let him know that you'll be right there.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Performance numbers, HR guidelines, severance quotes, and stands in the waiting room.
Did you sleep here last night?
I wouldn't exactly call it sleeping.
Where'd you get that suit?
Rachel. No, I mean, Jenny gave it to Rachel downstairs. She slept over last night. Jenny did, not Rachel. Do I really need to be here when you fire this guy?
You want to learn how it's done, right?
I heard this guy's employment records, Harvey. He's smart, talented, loyal.
Oh, and you feel bad for him. I'm shocked. Where's my smoking gun? The background check that confirmed Stan lied about his credentials.
It never came through. On it.
Come in.
Could you help me with something? I need to get this fax for Harvey. And
good morning.
Good morning. He's a...
You can tell, can't you? I bet you everybody can.
Tell what? You waxed your eyebrows?
I was with the most beautiful woman last night.
She waxed your eyebrows?
We did a lot of things last night, and waxing wasn't one of them, if you know what I mean.
Oh, God. Well, that's great. I'm here to...
And I'm Charisse. We have so much in common. And Mike, there was like this.
Mm-mm.
Like a chemical thing that would happen when our bodies would touch.
No, I really don't want to have this conversation with you.
Well, come on, we're both guys, right? A little locker room talk around the office. I mean, that creates a little male bonding.
That's crazy. I just heard my name. Did you hear that? Someone's calling me. I'm gonna just 1 second, okay?
He's probably still a virgin.
Mr. Jacobson. Hi, Mike Ross, Harvey's associate. So sorry to keep you waiting. Just gonna be a couple more minutes, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yes, I hear you. Your office couldn't find a copy. Can you tell me the name of the security firm you guys used to do the background check? Okay, great. Nope, that's great. I found the number myself. Thank you. Sally, yes, this is Mike Ross from Pearson Hardman. I'm calling regarding a background check you guys did. Sure, you could refuse to cooperate, but then you would be wrong. Sally, hold on 1 minute.
Yeah. No, Stan is going to be there in 2 minutes. He's in the bathroom.
Okay. Sally, you there? Let's do this. I'm going to fax you the subpoena that I'm holding in my hand right now, and you can show that to your boss, and then we
Let me send you my fax number now. Stan.
Oh, hey. You ready?
Yes. Sorry about that.
No worries. I know you, by the way. 7611053. Your employee code. See, I remember everyone that way. Anyway, you are taking me to see Harvey. I have been dying to meet him.
Why's that?
His balls. His autographed ones. I'm a huge baseball fan.
Oh, right. Really?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, if I wasn't an accountant, I would be a major league scout. I can tell you anything you want to know just by looking at somebody's numbers. For instance, slugging percentage versus strikeouts during spring training.
Do you want to walk and talk, maybe?
See, the thing is, it's usually what we call in the trade a miscorrelation.
Stan Jacobson?
Mr. Spector, it is a pleasure.
Stan, it's nice to meet you.
Has Mike Warren... my God. Oh, my God, is that them? Oh. Cheater. Hank Aaron. No. Wait, Maris? That's not number 61, is it?
No, but it was signed by Tracy
Stallard. Big baseball fan.
Stan, why don't you have a seat over here?
Why don't I get us some waters?
Sorry. I get talking about baseball, I cannot stop. Yeah, I know how valuable your time is. I do the books. And speaking of which, your assistant tells me you wanted to go over something from your last audit.
I could really use a waters.
Stan, we're not here to go over any accounting business. You're here because you're being let go.
What?
It's not going to feel as surprising when you understand why. The firm looked into your background recently. They know you lied about passing the CPA exam. You were hired because of your outstanding credentials, and the reality is they never existed.
I've been there for 9 years. My work has been nothing but... I mean, why would this even matter
now?
You have
been committing fraud your entire career. The liability of...
No, I don't accept this.
Take a deep breath. Once you go over the severance numbers, you'll see that we've been more than fair.
Fair? You think this is fair?
We understand how difficult this must be, Stan. How you must feel right now.
You have no idea what I feel right now.
So I'm clear, you're not denying what we're presenting you with.
You mean that I lied back when Drybeck hired me? No. But I'm not some scam artist either. I did go to college. I just couldn't afford to graduate. No one ever questioned it before because I'm that good with numbers. Did they find out all of a sudden?
They didn't. Background check is 5 years old.
What? That doesn't make sense.
Is this the original?
Yeah. So Tori knew? All this time? This is the same thing that happened to Paula.
Who?
Paula. Discovered some undisclosed income. The books weren't adding up. She brought it to me. The next thing I know, she is gone. I asked Tori about it, then I start getting shut out of meetings. They're trying to hide something, and they're firing me so they can.
Hey. Where are you going?
I'm not signing some agreement. Are you kidding me? I'm getting railroaded.
Should I go after him?
No. You've done enough already.
So you let him leave?
Physically restraining someone is not in my job description.
Well, what about your associate? The one who shared the background check? That was a confidential internal document. Stan should have never seen it. Why did you even have it?
You didn't expect us to fire him without proof, did you?
Tori's right. Stan shouldn't have seen it.
Then I'm guilty of being thorough. I still don't understand why you haven't told us the whole truth. I mean, if you knew 5 years ago, why'd you make it sound like this is something recent?
Because it only came to my attention 2 days ago.
Then who ordered the background check?
It's routine. You check with human resources.
Is it routine for human resources to keep something from the CEO for half a decade?
What are you insinuating?
I think what Harvey is saying is, given how quickly we tried to accomplish this, some of the details might have gotten lost.
What was also lost is that Stan never signed the severance package, which included the confidentiality agreement, which means if he decides to make waves, the whole point of avoiding negative publicity...
Harvey,
We'll track down Stan and make sure that he signs the severance package and the confidentiality agreement today. You have my word. Thank you. Of course.
I'll be in touch.
All right.
She's lying. She knew about Stan. She's known for a long time.
And that matters to us. Why?
Because she's taking advantage of us. We are being manipulated into firing one of her employees and told not to ask questions. Well, I have questions.
And the answer is 10. As in 10 million per year. The amount of business Drybeck generates for this firm. Which means you have to finish what you started, find Stan, and get him to sign those documents. Oh, and as far as I'm concerned, that little associate of yours is to blame for all of this.
That was an honest mistake.
He knowingly revealed a client's confidential document. That is not a mistake. How many more chances are you going to give that kid?
Oh, I didn't realize we were keeping score. But if that's the case, I still think he's coming out ahead. Whatever you're doing, stop.
No, you're going to want to see this. Paula O'Neill, the former Drybeck employee that Stan mentioned, she filed a wrongful termination suit that mysteriously went away.
Really? Let me see that. Come with me.
Wait, you don't think something funny's going on here?
You know what? Here's what I think is going on. You're sympathizing with Stan because you think he's you.
That doesn't mean that.
You need to learn something from what just happened. Not the least of which is how anyone, no matter how valuable, can be let go. I can chalk up what happened with Stan to youthful exuberance, but Jessica can't. So if you want to work here, you better go home now, because if she sees
she
you,
fire me?
This habit of you empathizing with every client, it's not getting you anywhere. You want to work in this firm? You need to deal in facts, evidence, information that can hold up. That's what a real lawyer does.
Did you follow me here?
Doesn't take a sleuth to figure out that your next step would be to see another lawyer. Vocal and Williams. They're a good firm, not the friendliest bunch.
They called you. That is against lawyer-client privilege.
No one's breaking any laws, okay? My assistant has a network of other assistants that tell her anything she wants to know, like when someone calls for an emergency appointment. You forgot this when you left.
I said I'm not signing anything.
It's nothing to sign. It's a lawsuit. You worked for Drybeck for 9 years, oversaw 80 clients, filed hundreds of tax returns, and fought 27 audits. Now, in light of your recently discovered fraud, all of that can now be called into question. Therefore, you are being sued for 9 years back pay, plus any expenses incurred to mitigate the damage you've done.
This would bankrupt me.
Or you can take what's behind door number two.
Not who, it's a what. Drybeck is doing business with him, and I think that's where the problem lies.
You don't get it, okay? I'm only leaving with one of these. And if it's the lawsuit, the first thing your friends upstairs are going to ask you for is a big fat retainer. And when you tell them that Harvey Specter's the one who's suing you, you're going to watch the color drain from their faces. Now, what would you like to do?
This is not cool. You leave me in your apartment all night and say you're going to be right back. You didn't even thank me for dropping off your suit.
I had a bad day, Jenny.
So you couldn't call me?
I almost got fired, okay?
What happened?
It's not worth explaining. Okay, I need to find evidence that our accounting firm is up to something. So I found this woman who filed a wrongful termination suit against them, and she referred me to her lawyer.
Did you call them?
Yeah, but they're this huge firm, Unger and Macy. They wouldn't take my call.
Why not?
There's a confidentiality clause in the settlement, for one.
So?
So it means that they can't share details like that.
But I thought all lawyers secretly shared that stuff. You're all in the same club, right? What? That's not a dumb thing to assume.
No. That's not dumb at all. Because...
Unger and Macy have almost as many Harvard grads as we do, which means...
They're going to be at the mixer tonight.
And there are two things the lawyers love to do, drink and talk.
Hi.
Hi. Mike Ross, class of 2011.
Sorry, I don't have you on here. Do you have your ID? I can run it through the computer.
My Harvard ID?
Did you say your name was again?
Michael Ross of Pearson Harden.
Boy, you think they ask Harvey for his ID when it comes to this place?
Harvey Specter? You work with Harvey Specter?
Yeah. Yes, I'm his associate. I can call him if you like.
Just don't tell him I gave you any trouble, okay? Welcome.
Thank you.
Oh, God, I'm never going to survive this.
Deep breaths. You'll be fine.
Hey, I saw the signed severance papers on my desk. Thank you.
I also left word for Tori.
Yes, we spoke. She's relieved, but I wouldn't go so far as to say completely forgiving.
Have you ever heard of Aberdeen Solutions? Drybeck listed them as a consultant firm. They bill us every month for their management services.
Okay.
What does that mean?
I'll check with accounting.
I did. They can only tell me how much we pay them. So I called Aberdeen directly. It's an automated answering system. I left 6 messages, no returns. Stan mentioned it. Something just doesn't feel right.
Are you saying you want to investigate our client?
They're also our accountants.
And Tori is also a friend. Harvey, if you got caught...
I wouldn't get caught.
I'm explicitly telling you not to do this.
And I'll let you know what I don't find after I don't look into it.
Hey, should we get the rest of the 2010 grads with us for a pick?
The rest? It's 2011 only.
Isn't he from the 2010 class?
No, I was 2011.
You're not with us?
Yeah, Rudy, it's Mike. You know, we hung out a bunch.
Where?
Oh, you know what? Maybe I'm thinking about somebody else. Sorry about that.
Has anyone seen that guy here before?
Would you excuse me?
Hey, I'm not having any luck.
I wish I could say different, love, but it's been a potter's field for me, too. Well, you get to pretend to be someone else. I wanted to try. It's fun.
Accent?
Okay, I'll stop. What?
You're amazing. And that's Brian Jennings.
Who's Brian Jennings?
I saw his face on Unger and Macy's website today.
What are you waiting for? Go.
Hi.
10 days of public exposure. Next time you need a bathroom in Times Square, go into a hotel. 5-minute recess. Harvey.
Long time, Anthony.
You keep company with the high rollers on Center Street. What are you doing down in Night Court?
You need a favor.
Kind of favor?
One that requires access to sealed court documents.
Can't wait till tomorrow. I got this backlog.
When you came to me 2 years ago in the middle of the night, did I tell you it had to wait till tomorrow?
My chambers.
So, this is quite a surprise. Who'd ever think that you and I would be on a double date?
Excuse me?
Oh, come on. You had to notice when you walked in the room. She's absolutely gorgeous. She's completely infatuated with your girlfriend. Come on, I'll introduce you to her. Cherise, honey, this is one of my associates, Mike Ross.
Oh, it's so nice to meet you, and I'm in love with your date. Seriously, she's just been telling me about her work with monkeys. It's fascinating. Huh. So really, they're as smart as us? Oh, smarter.
I never had a chance with them.
I need to use the ladies' room. Would you excuse me?
Monkeys aren't smarter than humans. Sorry.
Depends on which humans you're talking about, I guess.
What?
Huh?
Name of case and rough date?
Aberdeen versus Paula O'Neill, say, 6 months ago.
I see. Says here that they were listed as a subsidiary of Dryback in a wrongful termination suit.
That's it. That's what I'm looking for.
I can't print this out. I'll get tagged. Come around. Take a look. Is that what you're after?
Yeah, that's it. But what's that?
That links to another court filing in relation to Aberdeen.
Click on it.
It says here that they filed for dissolution earlier today.
The whole company?
That's what it says. They're officially shut down.
I'm going to need one more favor. I think it's great that you found someone not in law who works out in the real world.
Why do you say that?
Because I'm stuck in a suit all day, or an office, or a courtroom. I think it'd be nice to be a nature. Don't you, Mike?
Well, I love that you're a lawyer. In fact, I'd love to see where you work sometime.
You would?
I'm not feeling so well all of a sudden.
No.
Yeah. We can go.
Yeah.
Right now.
Now. Yeah. So great to meet you.
Lovely to meet you.
Have a good night. Okay, why didn't you do that sooner?
Because I had to get this first. That's the guy, right, from the firm. That's his employee ID.
Gave this to you?
No, I stole it.
What?
Listen, you can spend all night trying to get to the guy, or you could just go into his firm yourself and look.
Come on.
Let's go.
Yeah, I can barely keep my eyes open myself. Filing briefs sucks. Actually came.
You must be Harvey Specter.
Joe, was it?
Friend Fillion and the deal that's on the table?
Let me just get it straight. You caught him rifling through some files in lieu of calling the police. You want me to pay you off?
I never said that. He did.
Well, that's great. This way, if I level a charge of extortion, it's hearsay, huh?
10 years working for a law firm, you learn a thing or two. Which is good, because you sure as hell will make a lot of money doing it.
Somehow I think you're getting by fine.
Just saying, on the level you guys play at. Espionage happens all the time, which is why I know you'll do anything to protect your secrets.
Well, actually, Joe Spina of 2561 Clover Lane, Astoria, Queens, I think we all would. Like those tax returns you filed jointly for the last 6 years while no longer living with your wife. You know, the IRS can destroy you for that. You think you're the first person to try to extort me, Joe? Because that's the level I play at. Now, you're a security guard, likes to take risks. I like that. So here's what we're going to do. This here's a generous donation to Joey Jr.'s Little League team. Now, if it gets to them, it gets to them. If it doesn't, it doesn't. The next time we talk, it's going to be me who wants a favor.
Officer?
Do I really need to pay you back? Let's start with an explanation.
You said I needed to find evidence.
Well, I'll have to find some. By breaking into another law firm?
Is that really worse than paying off a security guard?
Okay, first of all, I didn't pay him off. Second of all, if I hadn't paid him off, you'd be in jail right now.
You think I might be right about Stan?
No, I never said you were wrong. I said we needed evidence.
But did you find something?
Dryvik bought a shelf company 13 months ago.
What's a shelf company?
It's a corporation that exists only on paper, so its owners can hide their assets.
Isn't that a shell company?
No, it's a shelf company. Okay. Take a shell company, give it a bank account, credit history, tax returns, and let it season for years on a shelf. Someone buys it, slots their name into it, and they walk away with an established corporation with a pre-existing history. Anyone looks any closer, you shut it down and do it again.
That's legal?
Shelf companies are legal. I'm guessing what Tori's doing with hers isn't.
Wait a minute, is it called Aberdeen? I saw it on the top of this list with 37 other management companies, all related to Dryvik and that wrongful termination suit.
When we get back to the office, I want you to find legal precedent that will allow us to subpoena those records.
Okay, on it. Do I really have to pay you back?
Every penny.
Wait a minute. How much was in that envelope? Hey, what are you all doing in my desk?
Dude, you gotta check this out.
Excuse me. Is that Lewis?
Huh? In the lobby.
Is this a security camera? A live feed? What are you guys doing?
No, this is from last night. The guys in security emailed it up to Lewis this morning.
And why are we watching it on my computer?
Well, we're not going to risk watching it on one of ours. And everyone knows your password.
How does everybody know my password?
Ross999. How hard is that to crack?
Okay, 999 increases the odds. Okay.
Shh. Here it comes.
What?
Oh, no. What did he say to her?
Oh, evidently Lewis wants a restraining order and he needs this as evidence.
Okay, listen, please don't. I came in here and... Are you okay, young... Lewis?
If the message you left was another trick to get me down here.
No tricks, I assure you. Come on in.
Stan, I'm Jessica Pearson.
Oh, yeah, I know who you are. You said if I accepted the severance agreement, there wouldn't be a lawsuit.
Well, there is one. But not against you. With you.
We know about Aberdeen. We know what Tori was orchestrating.
And with your help, we can expose her.
Why should I help you?
What have you got to lose?
Tell me what you need me to do.
What does he have you trying to find this time?
You really want to know? I managed to get a look at some files involving our accounting firm.
What's up with our accounting firm?
They're stealing from us. You know your phone bill? You have all those surcharges, you have no idea what they mean, but you pay them anyway.
Yeah,
well, Drybeck's doing the same thing to us, except all their charges are a complete scam.
Pretty sure the phone charges are a scam, too.
Yeah, maybe.
So what do you need?
I need a legal reason to get those files without saying I saw those files.
You need them for court, or you just need them?
Why?
Well, you said you read them, right?
Yeah.
So then you already have them in here.
You're right. I do.
Yes. So, you dictate all type.
What?
You'd actually do that for me.
They're stealing from us. Pearson Hardman's my firm, too. Come on.
Okay. With the party of the third part, hereto referred to as Norton LLC, rendered not the subject of any litigation or any claim that might be reasonably anticipated to give rise, being acknowledged that such appointment is irrevocable and shall be deemed a power coupled with
lawfully interest invested in the event with the power to make such contracts or to perform acts from which it may be lawfully implied. That's it. Did we get it?
Saving and wait for it. Done. Your mind, it's amazing.
Thanks.
What?
Your mind's amazing, too.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Are you calling this late? Oh, she's waiting up for you?
Yeah, I guess you're right. It's pretty late. She's probably sleeping by now. Yeah. I'll just text her.
It's tough to have a relationship with the first year, or any year. You just don't have a life.
How'd you make it work?
Who said I did? It's impossible to have anything long-term unless you find someone that has the same 80-hour work week, and then that doesn't work either because they're busy, too.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to let that be the reason that Jenny and I know.
What are you still doing here?
It's for Harvey. But we're done.
Good night.
Yeah, I'll see you later.
Night.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm sure you're aware of this, but I'm just going to remind you anyway. This office frowns upon relationships in the workplace.
Yeah.
God, I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Hey, thank you for last night. The typing.
Of course, right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's really helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, 1 second. Sorry. Hello?
I said I needed you in my office.
And I said I was on my way.
Those are the files?
Yes, take them, please.
Stan is in my office. Meet us in the conference room.
Okay. No.
Sorry to keep you waiting.
That's okay. I got your email with a list of other law firms. I respect your effort to make amends by referring new clients.
Oh, that wasn't a list for client referrals. Those are firms you should consider for representation.
We're no longer your attorneys, Torn.
What?
We have no choice, really. It would be impossible to represent you when we plan on suing you for every penny you've got.
Is this a joke?
Aberdeen Solutions. Created in June of 2006, sold to Dryback 2010, dissolved 2 days ago. Before that, it was Bolton Finances, and before that, it was Norton Services, Littleton, LLC.
Where did you get those?
We know what you did, Tori.
You couldn't have subpoenaed these files.
And yet we have them.
Take a look. They're all there.
And now we have proof.
Proof of what? Those are all legitimate corporations used for...
stealing money and lining your own pockets. But don't take my word for it. Guys?
Hello, Tori.
Yeah, we hired Stan to do a little independent consulting on our behalf, and he's come up with some very interesting connections.
It was easy, even if I don't really have a degree.
There was that vacation you invited me on last year, to your new house in the Bahamas, a house you bought with money you stole from this firm, my firm.
Jessica.
Jessica what?
You can't use any of this. We have attorney-client privilege.
With Dryback Accounting, yes. With the shelf companies?
No.
And unfortunately for you, you're listed on the shelf companies.
You stole from me. You either come clean now, or the only time you'll see your children in the next decade will be during prison visiting hours.
So I'm gonna get my job back now, right?
Don't see why not. No, Stan, you're not.
What?
Dryback's going bankrupt after this all shakes out. Even if they don't, they're not going to hire you back.
Why?
Because you falsified your resume.
What am I supposed to do now?
Well, we just got you more than your severance package. I suggest you use it to tide yourself over until you figure something out.
Stan, your best asset is your mind. They can't take that from you.
A little mistake.
You could go back to school, become legitimate.
Start over.
I never should have done it.
Told you they wouldn't catch me.
What are you looking for, Harvey? Positive reinforcement?
Nothing major. Trophy. Nobel.
Would your likeness in bronze in the lobby be okay?
Bust or life size?
You did a good thing, Harvey.
It wasn't just me, you know.
Well, then I guess I should give the kid the benefit of the doubt from now on.
You should. Oh,
Well, you'll be happy to know that Stan has no idea what he's going to do with the rest of his life.
That doesn't make me happy.
What if I tell you I have no idea what I'm doing with mine? What the hell are we going to do when I get caught, Harvey?
You're not going to get caught.
That's your answer?
What else is there?
Why?
What?
Hire me. Why would you do that to me?
You mean for you?
No, I don't. You've made it perfectly clear that you only do things for yourself, so why?
You mean the reason why I became a lawyer? Or your friend dealt drugs? Or you used to cheat?
I cheated because I needed
to. You couldn't make money any other way? Bullshit. Life is this. I like this.
That's not me.
Well, if it wasn't me, you wouldn't be here. So if you want this to stop, all you gotta do is tap out.
Hello.
Oh. You're here to see Mike.
We're gonna celebrate his victory.
You know, I actually think that it's a really, really good idea that you've come to pick him up. In fact, if I were you, I'd do it a little more often. Just all those late nights working with Rachel.
What do you mean?
What do I... Well, come on. You're a smart girl. You understand animal behavior. I think you can figure it out.
Hey, you ready?
Yeah.